years gone by on real tests. There's a whole bunch of people here that I don't know, and I've seen you here, but I don't know you. I don't know your names or... And so I'd just like to say that Ada and I have been on the field for almost 13 years, and it's been good. It's been real good. And right now we've moved to Querétaro, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the change and everything. I'm expecting to see good things and see where the Lord blesses. And I didn't know what to say this year. I didn't have anything to say. I've kind of been kind of a hard year. Spiritually, it's been kind of dry for me. All these years we've been there, there's been times that have been kind of hard, but this time it's been... You're stuck there and you don't know how to get out of the box you're in. And when we moved out of Salamanca, I've been looking back and seeing what have I accomplished this year? What have I done? And I think everybody here can identify that. You know, you start looking at yourself and you see where you, all your faults, not where you fail. And yet, in spite of that, you see how God blesses.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that God chose to put me there. And I'm thankful that He can take all my mess ups and turn them around and use them for His good.
Amen.
And in spite of different things that come your way or whatever, you know, you can still say that God does everything well.
Amen.
And a while back, I had been reading in Mark. What's my verses? Mark. I'm sorry, Luke. I kind of just stayed in this book, and something that has just really kept me going is Luke 4 verses 17 and 18. And it says, "There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" And I keep coming back to this chapter because in giving the gospel to others and dealing with other people, and I see myself here. I was, before I was saved, I was brokenhearted, and God came and He healed that.
Amen.
And was captive to sin, and He came and He gave me liberty. I was blind, and He gave me sight. And that, without even looking for Him, and knowing nothing of God and knowing nothing of His salvation, He's done so much that I'm just amazed at all the good things He's given us. And over here in Psalms 103, reading this chapter, I think it's kind of one of my favorites in the Psalms.
Amen.
And because I see here what God does for me continually and does for all of us. And it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Down in 8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. Down in 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. And 20 and 21 and 22, the first part says, bless the Lord. And again, bless ye the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And this year has kind of been like, I've been looking too much at myself and kind of forgotten to look up and see that God is good and he's wonderful and marvelous and he's worthy of praise. And it seems every time I start to look at myself and looking down at myself, and then you remember God's in control of everything. He knows what he's doing. He's not done yet. And it encourages me because you start to see the Lord's beauty. You start to see I'm amazed. I'm just totally amazed at how God can use someone like me. And I ask that you would pray for me. Starting this new work. I've been taking a good look at all the mistakes I made in the last work we left, and I'd like to take that and use it and learn from that to not do the same things, and just ask that you would pray for us and lift us up. And another thing, I do thank all of y'all for your prayers and for your continual support of us all these years, and for several families here who throughout the years have just taken care of us. Every time we come up here, it's just showing us your goodness towards us, just taking care of us and watching over. And a lot of times we've been ready to go back, and a couple of times you get homesick and you start to get sad because you're leaving, and then to get a phone call or have somebody drop by the church and tell you, you know, that they love you and they bring things for you, for your children. It just, it's a real blessing. And this church has been a real blessing, a tremendous blessing to me, to know that, you know, you're back here and you're praying for us. And I just thank you for everything you've done.
Great. 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 Great.